Parenting is hard and fun and exhausting and soul-filling and all the things. And let's be honest, when someone says you've got it down to an art, you think to yourself, I'm just making it up as I go. And we are too. Alamo City Moms is pleased to bring you this extension of our site and favorite articles, covering the funny, the hard, the happy, and the cringy, reminding you that we're all in this together and we're all making it up as we go. This episode is brought to you by Palenque Grill. Palenque Grill at La Quintera now has an app. With pickup and curbside now available, you can get your favorite dishes to go and enjoy them at home. Plus, you'll soon be able to earn points towards rewards with each purchase through the app or in person. The app is available to download now on the App Store or Google Play Store. In this episode, you'll hear, ma'am, there's a baby under your seat. Tips for traveling with littles. Get away this summer without leaving the Lone Star State. 7 unique destinations in Texas. Air travel with children. Your one-way ticket to Crazy Town. And road trip to the Caribbean. The Texas State Aquarium. All the posts featured in this episode have been updated to the best of our ability, but please be sure to check their websites for the most current and up-to-date information.
Ma'am, there's a baby under your seat. Tips for traveling with littles by Christy Cuthbert, originally posted October 14th, 2018. So there we were, February 16th, 2015, on a mid-air flight from Chicago to San Francisco. We were headed on a fun couples weekend with friends, wine tasted in Carmel Valley, but would also use the opportunity to spend some time with my family. My oldest was almost 5, and my triplets were 17 months old. How bad could it be, right? We had iPads, snacks, coloring books, mini trains, Hot Wheels, and an entire backpack of tricks. It's only 4.5 hours in the air. We can do this, I thought as we went through security, breaking down a double stroller and stripping off Bajorns while simultaneously shoving our million bags through the x-ray. Just getting all 6 of us onto the aircraft was comparable to sprinting through a hailstorm, and what went down for the next 270 minutes was pure pandemonium, with parts so horrendous I can't even repeat or I may start twitching from the post-traumatic stress of it all. As I dive into the chaotic stories of Southwest Flight 2338, I've included some do's and don'ts I've learned along the way while flying the friendly skies with 4 small kids. Hopefully these tidbits make the lives of moms with future trips a bit less like the episode of Game of Thrones, volume turned all the way up inside a Boeing 740. Do bring $5 Starbucks cards. People always suggest buying everyone in the row a drink when your kid screams or kicks the seat, but in reality, most people traveling with little kids are flying in the morning or daytime hours, so a gift card for some coffee and a small may go a bit further than offering to buy airline booze at 7 a.m. Don't let your 17-month-old crawl down by your feet to give yourself a break. Yes, he or she needs to move around, but as you're looking for something in your bag, you may hear the person behind you say, "Ma'am, there's a baby under your seat." One of my triplets within 30 seconds managed to wedge his plump little Michelin man body under my airline seat and had to be pulled to rescue by a 50-something accountant seated in the row behind. As I popped up to grab him with a dum-dum stuck in my hair, I profusely apologized and was met with a sincere look of pity. Where was my husband when this ordeal was going down, you may ask? Well, bless his heart, he was standing in the back of the plane for the entire 4 hours, rocking and bouncing any number of babies who were screaming. I'm pretty sure he eyed the rear emergency exit a few times, thinking he'd never survive the entire flight. I'll never forget the amount of human goo on his clothing by the time we walked off the plane in San Francisco, and I doubt he could feel his arms by the end of it because some child of ours was continuously whining or screaming for every second of the entire flight. As we walked into the terminal, my parents were there to greet us at the gate. We stood there shell-shocked and said, "We hope you really enjoy this visit because it will be the last one for a very long time." Do buy water bottles at the airport before boarding. This particularly applies to those with boys. Airplane toilets are insanely loud and scary, and I've endured many flights on which one of my boys refused to use the facilities but was no longer in a pull-up. Desperate times call for desperate measures, people. You can use common sense to understand why the Aquafina bottle is a necessary tool. Don't overfeed big snacks and drinks. It may come back to bite you. Choose small, flavorful things that may take longer to eat, like nuts, raisins, lollipops, and even orange Tic Tacs. After one stressful trip trying to keep my oldest from crying as a toddler, I gave him one too many hush bottles and handfuls of puffs, and once we got into my parents' car, everything came back up and then some. Vomit in a car seat has got to be one of the worst motherhood cleanup jobs there is. Along with the Pampers, they should send new moms home with hazmat suits when they leave the hospital. Do bring post-it notes and stickers. For whatever reason, this keeps littles very entertained. The post-its can be stuck to the seat pocket in front of them, and you can create art, games, and anything else you can think up. At one point on the dramatic Southwest flight, I had about 45 Blaze and the Monster Machine stickers in my hair. I looked like I'd escaped a mental institution, but if it was going to provide 60 seconds of entertainment, I was game. I also just realized there is an HEB Buddy Buck sticker stuck to my butt right now as I write this. So the moral of the story is, stickers never get old. Don't forget that your kids are kids, and it's likely that most people sitting around you are parents or grandparents themselves, and understand how stressful it is to travel with kids. I've had people offer to hold a baby, and some watch a few while I hustled one back to the bathroom. Don't get me wrong, there are always judgy McJudgersons lurking on every plane, waiting to throw a side eye or a loud sigh, but forget about them. My husband always says the kids pick up on their mom's stress level, so anything you can do to calm yourself, do it. Do plan a vacation after the vacation. Whether it's a massage, date night with your spouse, or simply alone time in Target, traveling with kids is fun but exhausting, and you'll need to decompress upon return. Do know that it gets better. I just started traveling solo with my boys this past spring, and at 4 and 8 years old, it's great. They carry their own belongings in their backpacks, sit quietly, and even help with luggage. We've managed shuttles to rental car centers, hotel hopping, and public transportation, and have only lost a kid a handful of times. Ah, joking. Well, kind of. Get away this summer without leaving the Lone Star State. 7 unique destinations in Texas. Written by Aubrey, originally posted June 16, 2019. At this stage in my toddler's life, I'm not keen on long flights, mostly because my almost 2-year-old is in a screaming phase and can't sit still for more than a minute, or if I'm lucky, 15 minutes with an awkward YouTube kid short. I figure driving is less traumatic, as you can schedule the trip around nap times and no one else has to endure the occasional but impressive deafening wail coming out of the very same gap-toothed toddler that normally melts my heart. Therefore, my dear fellow mothers, and all those looking for a vacation close to home, I've created a list of places that might provide the escape you yearn for. Some may even make you feel like you're in a different country, or at least a different state. Most of these are kid-friendly, and the ones that are not will work great for a romantic summer getaway or friends weekend. The first is Cypress Valley Canopy Tours. I wrote about Cypress Valley Canopy Tours a while back for a different publication and fell in love. This is a treehouse resort just north of Austin, inspired by the canopy tours of Costa Rica. Not only can you zip line through the treetops, you can also sleep among them. It also boasts a private pool and a lake with a swinging rope and its very own zip line. On select days during the summer, kids between the ages of 10 and 17 fly free with a paying guardian. This is such a unique experience and only about 2 hours north of San Antonio. Horseshoe Bay Resort. Horseshoe Bay Resort is the ultimate resort for families with kids of any age. The resort is situated on Lake LBJ, which is about 45 minutes north of Austin. The drive alone through the Texas Hill Country of North Austin is gorgeous in its own right, but the resort is a cut above, boasting 4 pools and 2 private resort beaches. They also often host live music and various shows and events. One of my favorite things about this resort is how kid-friendly it is. Besides the Kids Club, they have a program for youth that sets up your kids with tennis camps, water activities, and s'mores by the fire, to name a few. There's also jet skiing, kayaking, boating, and, if you're feeling frisky, at least 6 wineries surrounding the area. The San Luis Resort. It's not an island off the Caribbean, but Galveston Island has its own, albeit less crystal-like, charm. The San Luis Resort is one of the nicer resorts along the Texas coast. The pool is heated with a swim-up bar, and you're right off the beach. I mostly chose Galveston Island for the Galveston Pleasure Pier. The amusement park, once called Electric Park, opened in 1906 and is the self-described Coney Island of the South. It closed in the 1940s due to severe damage after Hurricane Carla and recently reopened in 2012 as Galveston Pleasure Pier. I love this pier because it reminds me of the old piers you'd see near New York or Chicago during the mid-1900s when they were at their peak in popularity. Lajitas Golf Resort. If you haven't ventured to West Texas, you must go. Lajitas Golf Resort is often considered a resort in the middle of nowhere, but magically so. Lajitas is situated near Big Bend National Park and the Rio Grande. The drive is a little more lengthy than the other places I've listed, about 7 hours, so I recommend that you plan to spend a little more time here. The resort is surrounded by mountains and wildlife for miles and offers horseback riding at either sunrise or sunset, zip lining, Texas's most beautiful golf course, a spa, and a swimming pool looking out at a striking mountainous desert landscape. If you're looking for a little more adventure, head to Big Bend National Park, about 30 to 40 minutes away, and spend the day hiking through one of the most beautiful Texas parks. On the way home, take a slight detour to north to Marfa, Texas, which is absolutely worth seeing. I can best explain it as an artist's town in the middle of nowhere, following no specific agenda or rules. It's eclectic, odd, plain, and beautiful all at the same time, and something you have to see for yourself, even if it's just for a day. The Lake House Bed and Breakfast, Canyon Lake. The Lake House Bed and Breakfast, Canyon Lake, is perfect for a romantic getaway or weekend with girlfriends. It's located on the south shore of Canyon Lake, only about 45 minutes from central San Antonio. You won't have to go far, and it'll feel like you're in a cliffside B&B near Spain or Italy. The architectural style of the house is Mediterranean Spanish, and most of the rooms have beautiful views of the lake. It's also close enough to Green, Texas, if you want to enjoy some live music at Green Hall, or wine tours at some of the many wineries nearby. The Lighthouse Inn at Aransas Bay. Although still recovering from Hurricane Harvey, the Lighthouse Inn at Aransas Bay is now open to guests with some limited amenities. This beautiful inn is located in the endearing town of Rockport, Texas, a small fishing town about 2.5 hours from San Antonio. The inn is situated in the Fulton District of Rockport, one of the city's most beautiful areas. Simply sit and watch the boats enter and leave the harbor, enjoy the sunsets and slow-paced living, or head to Rockport Beach. The Inn at Chachalaca Bend. I included the inn at Chachalaca Bend, named after a rare bird you might meet while staying there, not only for the beautiful grounds, but for the location. This is a unique stay near one of Texas's most charming towns, Port Isabel. The inn is a bird paradise situated in a secluded area surrounded by trees, a beautiful pond, and charming pathways. During the day, visit Port Isabella's beach, learn the significance of the island's history, and then climb up the Port Isabel Lighthouse to the panoramic views of this truly charming oceanside town.
This episode is brought to you by Palenque Grill. Palenque Grill at La Cantera now has an app. With pickup and curbside now available, you can get your favorite dishes to go and enjoy them at home. Plus, you'll soon be able to earn points towards rewards with each purchase through the app or in person. The app is available to download now on the App Store or Google Play Store.
Air travel with your children. Your one-way ticket to Crazy Town by Elizabeth, originally published January 23rd, 2017. Flying is not fun. This is a fact. Anyone who tells you otherwise is not your friend. Granted, there was a time when flying was considered fun, glamorous even, but that time has passed. Yes, there may be times when you enjoy the relative solitude of sitting on a plane, unfettered time you can use to just sit on your rear and catch up on all the episodes of insert Netflix series here that you missed last year. But by and large, the process of squeezing said rear into the little postage stamp that airlines try to pass off as an acceptable seat is unpleasant at best. Now imagine enduring this process with a child. Imagine it with two. Imagine it with more than two. No, wait, actually don't. I can't even bear the thought. What I can tell you is that for me, anyway, flying with my two small children is nothing short of an Olympian-level test of my patience, endurance, and sheer determination to finish what I started. It is the sort of accomplishment that should earn us a Mommy Oscar, Grammy, Nobel Peace Prize, or similar honor. Should such honors actually exist for moms? Which they should, by the way. There are those who will tell you that traveling with children can be manageable, perhaps even pleasant, if managed correctly. Countless blog posts and Pinterest boards are devoted to how we as moms can make air travel less boo-hoo and more woo-hoo. If you have travel plans coming up, I encourage you to read these blogs and explore these pens. But while you do, remember that air travel with your children will stink. Anyone who tells you otherwise is not your friend. Consider the following scenarios, which are small, but a very realistic sampling of the many ways flying the not-so-friendly skies can go horribly wrong when you have your brood in tow. While waiting in the seemingly never-ending snaking line to check your bags, you will constantly remind your children that they are not monkeys and should therefore refrain from hanging on the security ropes or the stands holding them up. The second you turn your back on your children to speak with the agent behind the bag check counter, the poles will come crashing down with a resounding clamor that will shake already anxious passengers to their core. You will acknowledge this is not a good start to your adventure, quote unquote. You will question where you went wrong as a parent. Your child will be asked by the TSA gatekeeper in front of the baggage scan area what his or her name is to make sure it matches the name you've presented on his or her ticket. This is clearly a question designed to sniff out child smugglers with falsified documents and all similar types of weirdos. Your excessively talkative child will suddenly become afflicted by an inexplainable inability to speak. Awkwardness will ensue. Or better yet, your child, failing to recognize the gravity of the moment, will lightheartedly smile and sing out the name William, which she and her brother have used regularly in their fantastical playing around the house. Awkwardness, extensive conversation, and mild delay in progress will ensue. You will be loaded down like a pack mule. You will have packed all of your earthly possessions, and then a few more, just in case. You will have considered every possible scenario when you packed. A heat wave, a cold front, a monsoon. You get the idea. Your bags will be, understandably then, packed so tightly that left alone for a few days, they would probably morph into the world's largest diamond. Bags of this density tend to confound the TSA agents reviewing the x-rays of luggage. As your bag passes through the dark tunnel of scrutiny, the agent will pause his screen and peer closely at the labyrinth of shapes and sizes contained in your bag. He will turn around to solicit the assistance of a coworker, and your eyes will lock with his. We'll share a moment wherein you communicate to him in no uncertain terms that you are merely a seriously frazzled mom, not a bomb-wielding terrorist, and you need him to skip the bag search just this once. He will return your stare with a mixture of fear and disdain, look down at his keyboard, and silently advance the baggage conveyor belt without calling for a bag search. You will want to ask him for his name so that you can name your next child after him, but there is no time for such frivolity. You will hear unsolicited comments from fellow travelers trying desperately to dodge the little landmines that your children have become. These comments will include, "My, you certainly have your hands full," and I bet you wish you had an extra set of arms right about now. And I bet they're going to sleep well on the plane today. You will actually enjoy hearing these comments as they mean others are bearing witness to your struggles and pain. Your child will declare just seconds after the gate agent has announced that your plane is ready for departure and mere minutes after you last asked your child if he needed to go potty that he does, in fact, need to use the restroom. You will sigh, collect your 26 carry-on items, and walk hurriedly to the restroom. Once in the restroom, you will be forced to make difficult and soul-crushing decisions, such as which is the lesser of all evils, the stall with the super soaker's spattering of pee all over the toilet seat, the stall with the toilet bowl that was clearly decimated with diarrhea by the last user, or the stall that has a bloody sanitary napkin playing peekaboo out of the little silver trash can on the wall. You will decide to go with the pee-splattered toilet seat as your children are already well-versed in the art and aftermath of TT. You will come to regret this decision as, seconds after you have plopped your little one on the seat, sounds of the unmistakable relief-filled release of bowels held tightly for hours on end explode from the stall next to you. This sound will be met in your stall with squeals of giggles and exclamations of, "That was a big toot!" Next will come the smells. As you are willing your child to hurry up and finish his business, the odors wafting from the next stall door will become more intense, as will the commentary from the peanut gallery in your stall. So embarrassed will you be by this running commentary that you will attempt to wait out the passenger in the stall next door to you to avoid potentially embarrassing accidental meeting of the eyes at the bathroom sink. Bad move, Mom. You will emerge from the bathroom to hear your name being paged from the loudspeaker. "Last call for boarding, stupid delinquent mom," the terse voice will exclaim. You will run, as fast as you can run, with two littles hanging on for dear life to the backpack straps, trailing behind you anyway, and will make it on the plane by the ever-increasing number of hairs on your chinny-chin-chin. Once on the plane, you will feel the smug, withering stares of your fellow passengers as you stand there, drenched in your own sweat, a complete and total wreck. You will accidentally, quote-unquote, hit a few of them on the side of the head with your backpack as you make your way to the back of the plane. Whoops! Minutes after the plane has departed, your children will announce that they are dying of thirst, and you will happily remove the Contigo flip-top straw cups that you had brilliantly carried through security, empty, of course, and refilled with juice prior to departure. You will hand them to your children with a smile. But this smile will be short-lived, because once your children hit the eject button on their own personal weapon of mass destruction, a torrent of juice will be unleashed from the spout, and all of your fellow passengers will unwittingly find themselves seated in the splash zone of this not-so-amusing park ride. Word to the wise, changes in cabin pressure do crazy things to spout cups. You've been told. Once the mortification of that incident has worn off, and as a mom, you will find the time it takes to do so is significantly shorter than it was before you had kids, you will turn your attention to amusing and appeasing these animals you call children. You will pull things out of your bag in a way that makes Mary Poppins' huge magic carpet bag look like a microscope coin purse. You will have packed coloring books, little magnet games, reusable sticker sets, and more. Basically, you will have the entirety of Five Below, the dollar store, and the dollar spot at Target crammed with gusto into the relatively small confines of your trusty traveling backpack. You will foolishly think all these new goodies will entertain your children for the duration of your 3-hour flight. Instead, they will have gone through every activity you packed in less than 30 minutes. You will ask yourself why. The passenger in front of you, who will take this opportunity to relax and recline his seat back as far as it will go, will express surprise when your child in turn begins to kick his seat with the ferocity of a Joey trying to break free of his kangaroo mama's pouch. After the plane has landed at long last, you will proceed to pick up your luggage from the baggage claim carousel. You'll spy your bag and instruct your children to stand next to the pillar where you can keep an eye on them, and you will keep an eye on them until the moment that your bag approaches, at which point you will take eyes off of them for probably less than 5 seconds. It is in this moment that they will swipe someone's empty baggage cart and gleefully careen it through the crowd of wary travelers with the speed and enthusiasm of someone who's won one of those you-can-keep-everything-you-managed-to-put-in-your-cart-in-60-seconds game shows. You will expect a parade to be held in your honor upon your return to a safe place, otherwise known as anywhere besides an airport, or at the very least, a medal to be placed around your neck. After all, you survived your trip without seriously hurting or killing anyone. Instead, you will be rewarded for your efforts with a husband who tells you he doesn't know what you're complaining about. After all, he's the one who did all the work booking the tickets, getting the rental car, and helping you with the bags. And, oh yeah, speaking of bags, all the hard work that you will have selflessly and thoughtfully poured into making sure that your children's every need was considered and accounted for in your luggage will be dismissed in one cruel and calloused accusation of, "You pack too much," like a dagger through the heart. The moral of my story is, the next time you're flying, look around and see if you notice a mom, considering offering her your help, even if it's just an understanding smile. If you have a spare medal in your purse, give it to her. chances are she's earned it.
Road Trip to the Caribbean, the Texas State Aquarium, originally published in June 2017 by Dawn. Yes, I realize it's only a mother's dream to be able to road trip to the Caribbean, sans kiddos and with frothy, fruity, rum-filled drinks, of course. However, you can explore the fishy wonders of the Caribbean right here in Texas. Set a course for Texas State Aquarium in Corpus Christi and splash into the beauty of the islands and more at the aquarium's Caribbean Journey expansion. Here's the scoop. We like road trips and exploring cool stuff not far from San Antonio. Corpus Christi is a little more than 2 hours away, which is longer than some like for a day trip, but I know folks who head down there and back just to get some sea breeze. We try to hit the coast a few times a year, and the Texas State Aquarium is always our first stop. When we heard about the expansion, I knew it was a must, and it definitely does not disappoint. If you've been before, all the exhibits you know are still there, but it's hard to pull yourself away from all the cool Caribbean fun. The entire experience is highly interactive and educational, with opportunities to gently touch a few wet friends, watch flamingos and spoonbills snap up some smelly snacks. Sorry, feathered friends, but your fishy treats are quite odoriferous, and gaze in wonder at the amazing aquariums that showcase life under the sea. The exhibit showcases the biodiversity and culture of the Yucatan Peninsula and the Caribbean Sea. You'll marvel at sharks, tropical Caribbean fishes, birds, and reptiles. Reef sharks are housed in a 400,000-gallon exhibit where they swim among life-size shipwreck, and you can see down into the aquarium from the floor above or be eye-to-eye with the sharks as you walk through a tunnel around the aquarium. There's even a built-in bench for you to sit and gaze or for mom to sit while the kids are mesmerized. In other displays, you'll find crocodiles, birds, bats, a sloth, stingrays, coral reef fish, and one of our favorites, a display of garden eels. From across the room, you think strands of seagrass are bobbing up and down, but close inspection shows that these cute little eels popping up to check you out. By the way, did you know that the aquarium currently cares for more than 4,000 animals representing more than 350 species? It also treats approximately 250 injured animals annually through its Second Chances Wildlife Rehabilitation Program. We've had the chance to see some of the sea turtles they care for. The sea turtle tank is part of their regular exhibits and love learning how people can help keep these gentle creatures safe. Speaking of the regular exhibits, the dolphin show is terrific and we love watching the dolphins underground as they play in Dolphin Bay. The otters are hilarious, the stingrays are always happy to have you say hello, and you can touch sharks as well as sea urchins, sea stars, horseshoe crabs, slipper lobsters, and more in the Gulf of Mexico exhibit. And there's a splash park to enjoy when the littles are ready to get all wet. So bring suits, towels, etc., as it's pretty impossible to skip. They'll see it as you're entering the aquarium. Bottom line, whether you make it a day trip or part of a trip to the coast, it's all a must for marine life enthusiasts like my son, who could spend hours at the Texas State Aquarium and still be sad when it's time to go. Ticket information, directions, and details can be found on their website. Good to know. If you have a membership to the San Antonio Zoo, you can get 2 aquarium tickets for half price. Just bring your membership card and photo ID with you. Also, you can get a military discount at the ticket booth, but the best military deal for active and retired is available by buying tickets in advance through MWR ITT offices at Fort Sam Houston or Lackland and Randolph Air Force Bases, and parking is now free. If you'd like to make the aquarium part of a beach visit, check out our other posts on Poor Day at our site, www.alamocitymoms.com. Thanks for sharing a part of your day with us. Alamo City Moms is a San Antonio-based parenting resource by local moms for local moms. You can find the original articles from this episode on our site at alamocitymoms.com. If you enjoyed listening, please give us a 5-star rating. It's like a virtual high five from you to us. And remember, you've got this.